because unconsciousness is numbing, and I think that we all do this, me included, which is why small interruptions matter. Not dramatic life overhauls necessarily, just interruptions. Because sometimes you don't need escape, you need disruption. Tiny novelty, a nervous system reset, different inputs that could be taking a different route home, right? Working from a coffee shop, going on a walk without your phone, playing music while making dinner, or wearing something you actually enjoy instead of your emotional support goblin uniform. Reading outside, lighting candles, taking yourself somewhere beautiful locally, right? Trying a new restaurant, that's fun. Watching sunset intentionally, changing the layout of your space even, buying fresh fruit you're irrationally excited about. The tiny things. Hello, hello, magical friends, yummies. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And I am still traveling at this point. This is a pre-recorded episode. And this is just something that came to mind that I felt like talking about, because as I travel, I know that I'm likely in this space where, it does something interesting to me. Like, not just because it's fun, obviously, and not just because beautiful places are beautiful, like islands. I mean, I'm a mountain girl. I live in the mountains in Park City, Utah. It's so nice and refreshing to be by the ocean because I also love the ocean. I mean, who doesn't? But because travel has this weird way of making life feel vivid, right? You notice things more. Food tastes better. Coffee somehow tastes more poetic and makes me want to get into this creative space. Or the air feels different. Your thoughts feel different. You suddenly want to journal and reinvent your life and become the kind of person who wears linen every day. And then you come home and it's like, cool, look at all this laundry and dishes responsibilities and same grocery store and errands and emails. And suddenly normal life can just feel aggressively uncinematic, as you will. And yeah, I've been thinking a lot about that lately, because what if the thing we love about travel isn't actually the destination? What if part of what we're craving is novelty, right? Presence, beauty, yeah, space, permission to slow down, yep, aliveness, absolutely. And what if some of that doesn't actually have to stay attached to vacation? Because I think sometimes we accidentally build a dynamic where life feels alive somewhere else, but dull at home, right? And I don't love that. Because while yes, travel can absolutely be magical, I don't think we should have to constantly escape our lives to feel connected to them. So today, I want to talk about how to romanticize your life without pretending everything is perfect, okay? Have you ever noticed how much easier it is to feel present somewhere unfamiliar? The new city, the different smells, the cute cafe, the ocean breeze, the walkable streets, different music, different language, different pace, and suddenly you're fully in your senses. And then meanwhile at home, you drive the same roads and barely register them because you're on autopilot. You make coffee while mentally already answering all the emails. You eat while scrolling. You move through your day without actually being in it. And I think that's important because maybe life didn't become magical on vacation. Maybe you became present. That's different. And honestly, that's empowering, because if presence is part of magic, that means some of the magic is actually accessible. One thing psychology talks about a lot is how our brains filter familiar information. And this is actually efficient. If your brain deeply analyzed every tiny thing all day long, you'd be exhausted. So it learns, okay, safe, known, familiar, cool, not urgent, filter it out, whatever. Which means familiarity can accidentally just become invisibility because you're on autopilot. Your own life becomes background noise. Your own home becomes invisible. Your own routines become unconscious. And then novelty, of course, interrupts that. Suddenly your brain wakes up and it notices, and attention creates experience. And that's why travel can feel magical, because attention returned. And I think that's a really useful reframe, because if what we're craving is not just somewhere else, but attention, novelty, and presence, then maybe the question becomes, how do I bring more of that into my life, into my normal everyday routine? Now, before we go any further, I want to make an important distinction, because romanticizing your life online can become deeply unserious. Like, suddenly it means buying expensive candles and pretending you're in an indie film while ignoring your actual emotional reality. Yeah, no, that's not what I mean. I mean participating in your life differently. We're not doing any spiritual bypassing here with prettier lighting. And we're not pretending your life is perfect, okay? Escaping your reality and bringing more intentionality to your reality. That's mature. It's grounded. Because if your life genuinely needs change, romanticizing alone won't fix it, okay? If you're burnt out, deeply unhappy, you're feeling unsupported, you're overstimulated, or maybe disconnected from yourself, we need deeper conversations than buy flowers. I mean, the flowers are lovely, of course, but if the issue is autopilot, it's presence. Presence can actually help, absolutely. Maybe being present with those flowers. How does that sound? This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Summer can be such an interesting season because I feel like we're sold this idea that it's supposed to be pure joy and adventure and sunshine, thriving. And yeah, of course, sometimes it is. But I've had many summers where it can also feel surprisingly overwhelming. I'm actually about to head into a little travel season, which I'm genuinely excited about. But I also know that anytime routine shift, nervous systems can get a little spicy. Even fun things can be dysregulating when you're out of your normal rhythm. Sleeping differently, moving around more, saying yes to more. And I think that's such a beautiful reminder that taking care of ourselves isn't just for the hard seasons. Support can be for the full, busy, beautiful seasons too. And therapy can be such a helpful space for understanding your needs, creating better boundaries, and making sure you're building a life and a summer that actually feels good for you. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, and they'll match you with a therapist based on a brief questionnaire. And if your match doesn't feel quite right, well, you can switch at any time. You don't have to say yes to everything this summer. Find support in therapy, sign up, and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. Honestly, I think autopilot is one of the biggest magic killers because daily life, yeah, can become so repetitive. We wake up, we got the phone, we got the coffee, we take the dogs out, we work, we answer emails, run errands, then there's dinner, there's scroll, there's sleep. We repeat this, and before you know it, the weeks blur, months blur even, and nothing is technically wrong, but life starts feeling kind of flat. And not because life is bad, but because unconsciousness is numbing, and I think that we all do this, me included, which is why small interruptions matter. Not dramatic life overhauls necessarily, just interruptions, because sometimes you don't need escape, you need disruption, tiny novelty, a nervous system reset, different inputs that could be taking a different route home, right? Working from a coffee shop, going on a walk without your phone, playing music while making dinner, or wearing something you actually enjoy instead of your emotional support goblin uniform. Reading outside, lighting candles, taking yourself somewhere beautiful locally, right? Trying a new restaurant, that's fun. Watching sunset intentionally, changing the layout of your space even, buying fresh fruit you're irrationally excited about. The tiny things, not because things magically fix life, right? But because novelty wakes attention up and attention creates aliveness. And I also think it's worth asking, what am I actually craving when I want to escape, right? Because sometimes it's not travel, obviously. And sometimes we might not even have that option at that time in life. Sometimes it's rest, it's beauty, less pressure, more spontaneity. Maybe just less overstimulation, put that phone away. Maybe it's just freedom, some time for your own self, your own space to recharge. Maybe it's creative input or play, being more playful with friends, enjoying friends, human connection, slowness. Those are really different needs, and they're real. Those needs are real, because if what you're craving is actual rest, a vacation won't fix chronic overcommitment if you return to the exact same patterns. If what you're craving is beauty, maybe your environment just genuinely needs more care. If you're craving spontaneity, maybe your life has become overly rigid. If you're craving freedom, well, that one is really worth exploring, honestly. Because I think sometimes we label the craving incorrectly and we say, oh, I just need a trip. But what we actually mean is, I need to feel alive again. totally different conversation. And I do want to gently say that if your primary coping strategy is constantly fantasizing about leaving your life, that's worth compassionately looking at. And no shame, just honesty. If you have the ability to, therapy, or just really deep, true, authentic conversation with someone close to you, because occasional escape is human, right? We all need breaks. But if your life only feels tolerable when you're mentally somewhere else, that is information. I've been there. I get it. Because romanticizing your life, though, isn't about pretending dysfunction is charming. It's about asking what needs more presence and more beauty, more change, more honesty. That's a much deeper practice. And honestly, I think part of building a beautiful life is refusing to save aliveness only for special occasions. I mean, only for vacations or the weekends or when everything is finally perfect or when people come over. No, because life is happening now in ordinary Tuesdays, in grocery runs, in conversations, in morning coffee or tea, in weird little moments no one else sees. And yes, some seasons are genuinely harder. This isn't denying that, but I do think presence can soften ordinary life in surprising ways. Not because life changed, but because you did. So maybe this week, ask yourself, where have I gone numb through familiarity? What am I actually craving? What small environmental shift would wake me up a little? Where am I waiting for some future trip or future version of life to feel alive? And what can I create now? And not fake magic, not forced gratitude, real participation. Because maybe romanticizing your life isn't pretending everything is beautiful. Maybe it's becoming present enough to notice what already is and brave enough to change what isn't. Because truly, you should not have to constantly leave your life to feel connected to it. Anyway, with all that being said, my Instagram and Substack is at Raquel Mantra, RAQUELLEMANTRA. The next 2 weeks, there will not be a Magic Monday or a Portal Thursday, and I will be back July 6th with an episode and an update and tell you how my travel went. And with all that being said, I'll connect with you July 6th. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for your magic.